Hi, my name is Lee Chantel, and welcome to the first podcast episode of The Power of Words. The Power of Words aims to express all forms of words, poetry, prose, lyrics, and spoken word, while appreciating and respecting the actual power of the words we use. Words are very powerful, so make sure you use them well. I'm just going to give a bit of a background to why I'm interested in words and the power of words. And I'd like to start off by talking about two people in my life and two separate situations where I became aware of poetry, prose, and the meanings within words spoken and sung. In year six at school, I had a wonderful teacher, Mr. Ballas, who began my love of poetry. Each morning to start off the day, we would learn parts of a poem, poems by A.B. Patterson, Rudyard Kipling, and more. Each day we would memorize another line or a stanza of a poem, and by the end of a month or so, we would have memorized the whole poem. What a sound to hear 20-plus students reciting such wonderful wordsmiths. In year 8 or 9 in high school now, I met my first feminist, Ms., not Mrs. Bricknell. She was my English teacher for most of my high school years. And in our English lessons, we would be encouraged to read through books of poetry and prose and stories. Some people didn't care too much about this, but I loved it. I remember writing snippets of poems throughout my diary and writing in the pages of my journal. As part of our English assessment, we had to keep a journal, a habit I wish I had continued. I remember both of these teachers of mine, Mr. Ballas and Ms. Bricknell, and a music teacher, encouraging us to decipher the language, the words, the phrases, the pauses, the tones and the feel of each poem, song and stanza that we would encounter. I still love to do this. I have also always loved music. From my first Rick Astley cassette and pirated 80s compilations of female singers when we lived on Bougainville Island in Papua New Guinea, to discovering Rage one morning on the Australian Broadcasting Corporation TV station, the only station we had on Bougainville Island. It was the early 80s when I first saw Rage, and I remember New Kids on the Block and Madonna being on the charts. Maybe this is where I first decided I wanted to be like Madonna, something I'm opposed to now. Throughout my high school years, I knew every song on the top 40 charts, could sing you every single word of each song, and I even thought that I knew exactly what each person was talking about in each of these songs. I had also decided that I wanted to be a singer. Our career advisor at school didn't take too well to this, and neither did my family. They said I should start at the bottom somewhere, or somewhere within the music industry. So I did work experience at a retail music store, and thus began my music retail career for a while. Since school, I have written many poems, many songs, and much prose. Most of my work is introspective and bittersweet. Some is political, and with a huge portion on heartbreak and loves that cannot be. Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte is my favourite book. Sigh. I have played with various bands, performed spoken word and acoustically many times, recorded a handful of CDs and hundreds of songs. Although I have grown out of wanting to be a rock star now, I still enjoy many aspects of creating and co-creating lyrics, melodies and music. I love recording, but I'm pretty jaded with most of the music industry now. Plus, at the moment, I'm just sick of singing songs about heartbreak. When I was studying naturopathy, nutrition, and Western herbal medicine at college, I had a store on eBay where I sold my recycled handwritten lyric clothing. I would buy secondhand clothes and I'd write all my lyrics, song lyrics on them in fabric paint, and I sold them on eBay, and that's how I put myself through college for a while. Nowadays, I like to write a lot. I write a lot of content for my websites. I have a website, leechantel.com, which is my music and clothing and things like that. I have vivalavegan.net, and I also have greenearthday.net. I give talks on social media marketing and on my other passion, which is animal rights and veganism. I have always been a creative person, and I always see outside the square and try to understand as many different viewpoints as I can. I utilize my passions, my experience, and my expertise in all its forms to share my knowledge, express myself, and hopefully inspire others to be the person they are trying to be. I have many people who inspire me, who have inspired me, and who will inspire me in the future, and I aim to share their works as well as my own with you over time. You can find my music on iTunes if you search for Lee-Chantel, and you can watch my music videos on my YouTube channel. My website, leechantel.com, also has many of my song lyrics, spoken word pieces, and poetry. I am in the middle of writing some books at present, and a poetry book will be released in the near future. Thank you for listening to this first episode of The Power of Words, and I'll speak to you some more soon. For now, I'm going to leave you with something that inspires me and that I've had stuck on my wall since the 7th of May 2003. This inspires me to be my most authentic self, and it's called The Cavalarian Ethics of Right Thinking. It's written by a guy called Alfred J. Parker, who is the founder of Cavalarian philosophy. He lived from 1897 to 1964, and I really love this, so I hope you get something from it as well. The Cavalarian Ethics of Right Thinking. Appreciate and respect the power of word, speech. Never misuse this power by swearing, vulgarity, lying and deceit, falsifying another's statement or destroying the reputation of others. Strive to govern moods and habits so as to create peace and happiness within your own mind and to share that peace and happiness with others through happy, constructive thoughts, through little acts of generosity and service, and through seeing good and God in others. Acts of giving never go unrewarded. Always endeavor to develop an open mind, giving credit to others for mental effort, even though they may not as yet have discovered the true light of wisdom. Stand in awe at the threshold of wisdom, in humbleness and in deep respect. Remember that wisdom expressed through you is not of your creation, but always was. Your endeavor to fit and balance your mind to your higher consciousness of wisdom is your sacred duty and not optional. Only through constant striving to eliminate bad or negative thoughts and habits can your mind feel justly proud to be a sacred part of divine consciousness. Mistakes sometimes occur. A mistake is not evil. It may occur through wrong evaluation or sometimes through over-anxiousness or comparison or undue optimism. A first mistake may be classified as an error in judgment if a lesson is learned from the experience. If not, then it is a conscious mistake upon a negative plane of mind and serious and punishable through the law of reaction and your conscious realization that you deliberately created your own test and you must now find the solution. Kill out ego and false pride. Never take the know-it-all attitude, for to do so is to kill out natural incentive and progress. Remember that your mind is the greatest instrument in the universe. As you think, so you are, because the nature of your thoughts indicates the plane of mind to which you are tuned. Thus, your thinking and you are one. If you did but realize the power of your own mind for good or for destructiveness, you would check every thought and utterance. Do not say wrong or hurtful things for fun or to build up your own importance. Remember, false pride comes before a fall. Never negate your thoughts and ideas. Never say can't or depreciate your ability to equal or better the performance of others. What others have done, you can do and do better, but do not say so. Prove it in greater application than others, for only by effort and application will your works be known. Never make idle and boastful statements. Say only that which is logical and truthful. Learn to know when to speak and always express your thoughts in a refined and dignified way so as to leave the best impression. Be systematic, proceed step by step, and learn to finish the things you start. Never make a promise that you cannot or do not intend to carry out. Thus, you will always speak the truth. Align yourself always upon the side of justice, truth, and honesty. Do not meet others upon the plane of anger, wrongdoing, or thoughtlessness. Always use the power of analysis, particularly when in doubt. Never attempt to alibi that which you know is wrong. Keep your mind always upon a constructive plane of thinking. Remember, your sins will always find you out. Always seek for an an ideal, an objective, and the proper method of application. Create a refined and individual personality, a happy and generous one. Develop clean and tiny habits, body cleanliness, and a clean mind. Be conservative yet creative in your dress. Avoid showiness in dress and loudness in speech. Make others want to pattern themselves after you. That is a well-deserved compliment and indicates adherence to the Kabbalarian ethics of right thinking. To see more about a Kabbalarian, you can see Kabbalarians.com, which is Kabbalarians. Thank you very much for listening to the first The Power of Words podcast. Have a wonderful day, and I shall speak to you soon.